Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Lamed Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 6 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalid. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side, at one of the features of the Shas Ozer, the basis of Gemara markings, the Nosei, the topic heading, where we've written Gilui Daita Begita, the revelation of the husband's mindset with regard to a divorce. Adam Shesholach Get, a man sent a divorce document. Velo Bitlo Mamish, he didn't express explicit voidance, of course, the topic we've been discussing in our recent shiurim, avol mitoch maisov v'hanagaisov, but through his actions and conduct, nikar, it's obvious, sheroitze bebitula, that he wants the get voided. The Gemara. Gidol bar iloy, that's a name, shodar lo gito lidvisu. Shodar means he sent a get lidvisu to his wife. Ozal Shlicha, the agent went, Ashkecha de Havayasu v'Navla. He found her, the wife, sitting and weaving. Navla, she was Oregah, she was weaving. Omar Lo, the Shliach said, Hagitech. He showed her that he has a divorce document. He didn't actually give it to her, though. Omra Le, so she says to the agent, Zil Hashta Miha, go now from here. V'tolavachar, come back tomorrow. Ozal legabe, the agent went back to Gidol, the husband. The Omar lay, and Gidol said upon seeing the husband, upon seeing the agent, that is, and the fact that the get was not delivered, Posach v'Omar, he opened and said, Boruch hatoiv ha-meitiv. Blessed be the Almighty who does good and benefits others. Meaning, fantastic that you didn't deliver the get. But he didn't. He simply said, Boruch Hatova Meitiv. Abaye Omar, Boruch Hatova Meitiv, Velo Bitel Gita. Abaye says, it's very nice that he praised the Almighty, but that does not equal the voidance of the get. And if the next day the agent goes and delivers the get, she is divorced. Rava Omar, Boruch Hatov Ametiv, Ubotel Gita. Rava disagrees and says that with that expression on the husband's part, that's tantamount to the voidance of the get, of the agency to deliver the get. Bemai Komifli, what's the underlying point of disagreement between Abaye and Rava? Begilui daito begito komifligi. This concept that we mentioned in our introductory remarks, where one reveals a mindset, in this case he's revealing that he doesn't want the agency to continue, what legal weight does that have? In the absence of a formal explicit voidance of the agency, what does gilui daito have? De Abaye Sovar. We're using this house marking to highlight the names Abaye and Rava. De Abaye Sovar Gilui Daito Begito Lav Milsahi. The fact that you have this, let's say, revelation of mindset that doesn't have legal power. It's Lav Milsahi, it's nothing. The Rava Sovar Gilui Daito Begito Milsahi. Rava, who said that the get is Botel, is a function of holding that this Gilui Daita Milsi is of significance. As we go on in the Gemara, the shapes that you see, the diamond shapes that you see, are featured on the side, Habosis Veraya L'chol Echad. Here, we're giving the basis and the proof that each one cites to buttress their respective positions. Omar Rova, Mino Amino Law. From where do I know that Gilui Milsa Begita, Gilui Daita Begita Milsa, that it's of significance? The Rav Sheshes Ashkele Gita Lahu Gavro Bal Korche. Rav Sheshes pressured a man against his will, against his initial will, to give a get. The Omar Lahu Lesadi, and the husband said to witnesses, he said to the witnesses, Hochi Omar Luchu Rav Sheshes, thusly said Rav Sheshes to you guys, Lifto Gita, let the get be voided. The Atzrichei Rav Sheshes Gita Achrina. Now, it's quite clear from the story that Rav Sheshes never said to have the get being botel. The fact that the husband spoke this way shows that it's Gilui Milsa, Gilui Daita, she reveals his own feeling that he doesn't want the get to go through. And the result was, in fact, that Rav Sheshes required another get to be prepared. That's the Atzrochei Rav Sheshes Gita Achrina. Why did Rav Sheshes require another get to be prepared? Because the Gilui Daita, the revelation of the husband's feeling, is of significance. And this is what Rava was basing himself on. The Abaye, Abaye's response concerning that story is as follows. Atu Rav Sheshes Mevatel Gita De'inshihavi. Would you think that Rav Sheshes is Mevatel other people's Gitin? This doesn't make any sense. In other words, what the husband was reported to have said, that he spoke to the witnesses and he said, you know, Rav Sheshes said that the get is void. That never took place like that, just like that. Rather, Ihu Batla, the husband explicitly said, I want to void the get. V'hai dekomer lu hachi, and that which the husband said, that Rav Sheshes ordered thusly, mishum defnuye. We look at Rashi. Rashi that we're looking at is we'll start with Rashi on the upper third of the page of the Rashi commentary. Rav Sheshes Mevatel Gita D'Inshihave. Would you think that Rav Sheshes is Mevatel other people's Gitin? Afilu Gilui Daito Leka Deha Lo Omar Ano Batlase El Rav Sheshes V'hocho Leka Gilui Daito Dide. If that would be the case, there would be not even his own mindset revealed. Rather, Ihu Batle Vomer Behedya Livitil. Rather, as we explained, the husband himself said, I want to get Botel. And you'll ask, so why did he throw in this business of Rav Sheshes insisting thusly? Mishum Dafnuye. Bnei Odom. Dafnuye is a reference to people. Hamakin v'choiften oisoi b'mitzis Rav Sheshes. The Oimelo Loma Tomevatlo. People who would apply physical pressure, hit and beat people, according to Rav Sheshes' instructions, challenging this man, why are you being Mevatel the get that Rav Sheshes insisted on having been written? Omar Lohu, so the husband says back to them, Hochi. Rav Sheshes Tzivo Kain. That's what Rav Sheshes wanted of me, to Mevatel the get. So he's trying to get them off his back. That's why he said, that's why he added this business of Rav Sheshes said thusly. But according to Abaye, the husband himself was Mevatel the get. There's no issue here of Gilui Daita Begita. V'yomar Abaye Meno Amino Lo. From where do I know my position? That Gilui Daita is nothing, that mere mindset revelation is nothing. De Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita Lechasne De Rav Yirmiyahu Bira Ubatle. Rav Yehuda insisted on the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyahu Bira to write a get, And that son-in-law was mavatel it. He voided the get. Tono ashkele batle. It happened a second time. And he again voided the get. Hoder tono v'ashkele al korche. A third time, Rav Yehuda insisted on this son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyahu Birah write up the get. V'omer lehu l'sadi. And Rav Yehuda said to the witnesses, Osivu kori bunachu. Put earplugs. Kori, without translating it literally, Rashi gives you more background to it, but for our purposes, it means stuff your ears with earplugs that you shouldn't hear him, and write up the get. The isaka daita, giloi daita begita milsahi, if mere revelation of intention without explicit instructions is also. Gilui Daita is milsa, he is of legal consequence, it's binding. Ha chazule de koroyet basrayu, these guys with the earplugs in their ears, they see him, the husband, running after them. And yet, as far as Rav Yehuda is concerned, so what, they see the husband running after them, they go ahead, give it to her, and she is divorced. What do we see? That Gilui Daita Begita is nothing. The Rava responds. He says, now Rava himself said that Gilui Daita Begita Milsi is of significance. How in the world here can this get be effective? So Rava says, Hai de Koroit Basrayu, the husband running after them is not an indication of his desire for canceling the get. Rather, the Omar Lahu, the husband is telling the witnesses that are ahead of him, they're saying, ah, sure, gird yourselves with strength, Havula, hey, give her the get quickly, ki hecha de mishlam tzara da'u gavra, so that my pain and suffering should be over with. From this whole incident, you see that this son-in-law was the victim, he received great pressure that might have even involved maybe some physical pressure, and he just wants to get this over with. So the fact that he's running after them is not Gilui Daita at all. It's not a revelation of his mindset that he doesn't want the gerushin. He actually wants it very much. The Omar Abaye Mino Amino Lo. This is a second attempt on Abaye's part after hearing, could very well be after hearing Rava's objection to what Abaye was trying to prove. So Abaye has a second approach. Meno amino law that Gilui Daita Begita is lav milsi. Da'u di'omar lahu. There was a husband that said, Ilo asino atalsin yoimen lehevegita. This husband had instructed for a get to be given, and he said that if I don't come within 30 days, then let the divorce go through. Also, the husband came back upaske mavro, and he was stopped by the river crossing. In other words, the ferry that he expected to show up on day 30 didn't show up. Omar Lahu, the husband from across the river, shouted, Chazu Dasoi, Chazu Dasoi. Do you see I've come? Don't you see I've come? Remember, his condition was that if I don't come within 30 days, then the get should go through. Here he's screaming from the other side of the river, Do you see I've come? The Omar Shmuel Lo Shmei Masio. That's not called arrival. And the get goes through, even though it would appear quite clear that he's revealed that he doesn't want the get to be a get. It's true he didn't say, I am a vatal. He simply said, I've arrived. That would be Gilui Daita Begita. And still, Shmuel ruled, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And the get goes through. V'Rova. Rova's response is as follows. Otu hasim liftu legita boy. With regard to that husband, and here this is a very, very fine legal distinction that Gemara is going to make. Rava tells us that, as far as I'm concerned, Gili Daita Begita is Milsa, it's significant. But this husband, was he operating through Gili Daita? No. He wasn't operating that way. He was Hasam Likumi Tanukaboy. He was, albeit trying to stop the get, but through fulfillment of the conditions. That would say that's another method of stopping the get from going through. The law, and he didn't effectively fulfill the condition. We take a look at Rashi. Otu Uftule Gita Boy. We're looking at Rashi about a quarter of the way up from the end. Ze Shegila Vadaita Shenuchovitz Begerishin Alolu Klum Gila Shuba Lahafkion Ayade Bitol Get. This man who's showing us that he doesn't want the Gerishin to take place. Is he trying to stop the get through cancellation of the get? No. B'kimi t'na boy, al yaday kiyum t'nai hu bal afkia. It's through the fulfillment of his conditions that he's trying to stop it. Lomar snesi lavo ad shloshim v'im lav yehe get v'arei bosi v'kamti t'nai. He was trying to stop the effectiveness of the get, not through cancellation. And we didn't explain this point earlier, but when we speak about Gilui Daita Begita, what we should really say is Gilui Daita Lebitol Get. A revelation of his desire to void the get. But that's not what was happening over here. He wasn't revealing his mindset of trying to cancel the get. He was trying to reveal to us that he fulfilled his condition. And through that, to have the get stopped. Well, and we tell him, listen, you didn't fulfill your condition, and therefore the get goes through. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new marking, a bow tie shape, on the side under the Mivne heading. Shnei Maisim shall noisen get la rusasai v'yoymer tanai. There are two cases of a man giving a get to his arusa. An arusa, we've mentioned this many times, but if you're a first-time listener to Gemara Markings, let's just point out that Erusin is the first stage in establishing the matrimonial bond. Erusin is where a man gives a woman, in exchange for her acceptance of marriage, he gives her something of value. It could be cash or something of cash value. At that point, she becomes an arusa, and she is forbidden to marry any other man. However, the couple themselves haven't consummated their marriage until a second stage called Nisuin. Sometimes you see the word Nasivna. It's all the same thing. We accomplish that through the couple appearing under a chuppah, a marriage canopy. There are many other details to that area of law, but for our purposes, it's important just to note that there are two stages in consummating a marriage. The Gemara. Hahu di Omar Lahu. There was a man that said, a man that had entered Erusin, sometimes they use the word betrothed a woman appears. We'll use that here. There was a man that had betrothed a woman, and he declared, he said, I want you to write a divorce document for the Arusa. And he said, Ilo Nasivno Atalsin Yoimin Levegit, if I don't consummate my marriage with her within 30 days, then let the get take effect. Kimotu Talsin Yomun. When the 30-day mark came, Omar Lahu, he said, Hotarachno. Yeah, I was very preoccupied with the wedding requirements. Rashi says, Kotarachno Bitsorchi Chupov Onusani. And my inability to actualize the consummation of the marriage was something beyond my control. So now that's what the husband said. Lamai nechush lo. So we're saying, why should the get not take effect? In other words, we're standing after hearing this story saying, sorry buddy, the get takes effect. Like, why shouldn't it? L'may lechushlo. For what reason would you think it shouldn't take effect? Im ishum oimsa. If it's because Dalsman claimed, oh, I couldn't do it because of matters beyond my control. That's onus. Well, that doesn't help. Ein oines begitten. The taina, the claim of oines, is not a claim in order to stop a get from taking effect. Ein ishom gilui daita begita, and if it's if you should think because he revealed his desire to cancel the divorce, well, plukta d'Abaye v'Ravahu. That happens to be a controversy between Abaye and Rava. And as far as Abaye is concerned, that would be reason for it not taking hold. But according to Rava, when a circumstances like this indicate that a person, this man, wasn't trying to void the get through bittul or a revelation of mindset. He was trying to void it through fulfillment of his conditions. Well, he didn't fulfill the conditions. So from either standpoint, whether you're choshesh for oinus as being a claim to stop the get or gilui daita begita, neither one of those will be a reason for stopping the get. Let us look at the Tosfos at the bottom regarding this last comment. V'imishum gilui daita, and if you were to think that the get should not be chal, that the get should not take effect because he's revealing his mindset, well, plukta d'Abaye v'Rava. That's a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Hainu lefi svaras Abaye. That's according to Abaye that if there's gilui das, it's of no consequence. Aval Rava ka'omar li'el otu liftule gita kaboy. Rava himself said that do you think that a case like this, like we had before, is a function of his trying to reveal his mindset of bittul haget? No. If it was, so then of course Rava holds that gili milsa begita milsahi. But nevertheless, that's not the case. It's not a function of a mindset revelation for voidance of the get, but rather lekumi tnoi kaboy. He is here trying to fulfill his condition. V'lo polig Rava hacha. Rava is not going to disagree with Abaye over here as far as the get being canceled, but rather they both agree that the get will go through. Now the Gemara rules concerning topics that we have discussed in recent Dapim. V'hilchisa kenachmon. That's a reference to in front of how many would one have been mevatel the get in the old days. So Rav Nachman said in front of two. There was a machlokis that we had seen between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman holding two, Rav Sheshes holding three. But we're going to rule like Rav Nachman on that point, and the Hilchaso Kenachmon, that this is a reference to the approach Rav Nachman took regarding the two machloikesim between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rav Nachman's approach was that in both cases, and this we saw at the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, where Rava quoted Rav Nachman holding the halach is like Rebbe in both issues of Bitul Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh, and in the case of Bitlo, is it Mevutol or not? So we will rule like Rav Nachman, holds like Rebbe in both of those cases. And the Gemara continues at the top of Amid Beis, V'ilchaso Kinachmeni. Nachmeni is a nickname for Abaye. And here is one of the rare cases in the Shas. There are six cases where in Machloikis between Rava and Abaye, in six cases, we will rule like Abaye over Rava, and the Gemara is ruling here that Gilui Daita Begit Lav Milsa. The mere revelation of mindset regarding the voidance of a get without explicit voidance is of no consequence. We continue now with laws concerning the writing of the get and the names that are put into the get. Borishona Hoya Mishane Shmo Ushmo Shem Iro V'Shem Ira. In the old days, a person who had two names, the term Mishane Shmo literally means he changed his name, but it's not a reference to changing of name, but rather from it's an idea reflecting an additional name. If a person had two names, one locally and one abroad, and he was divorcing, he planned to divorce his wife, and he used the name that he is known by in the place the get is being written. And he didn't bother writing both names, his local name and the name by which he is known elsewhere. That was the original practice. Hiskin, Rav Gamliel HaZaken, Shekosev, Rav Gamliel later ruled, and as you can see, we have a little starred note. This is an example of additional takonas of Rav Gamliel. So he made a takona regarding this matter, that what his ruling was, Shekosev, a person should write Ish Ploni, V'chol Shum Shiyesh Lo. Now, how to read this Mishnah is actually a machloikis rishonim. Do you read the Mishnah literally that he would write his name and the phrase, and so-and-so is divorcing his wife, so-and-so, and the chol shum sheyesh lo, any other name that he might happen to have. Tosfos, particularly the Rabbeinu Tam, says that the meaning of this is that if a man has a few names, he actually writes out each one of the names by which he is known. So that's what Rabban Gamliel HaZaken instituted, that when a man who has a few names by which he is known, he should enumerate the names. And likewise, Isha Ploinis V'chol Shum Sheyesh Lo, so that it would be, let's say, Reuven is divorcing Sarah, but Reuven also has a few names. He's called Reuven, he's called Ruby, he's called Robert, and Sarah is divorcing Sarah, who's also known by the name Susan, and who's also named by the name of Sally, if that be the case, of course. So one is expected to enumerate his names and her names. And why? Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. Rashi says, "Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam Shelo Yotziu Laz Al Boneo Min Hasheni Lomar Lo Girsho Baylo Shein Ze Shemo." If the woman would have, let's say, a woman has several names, and the husband writes only one of those names, and she remarries someone else, someone will come along and say, "How can she remarry so-and-so? She hasn't been divorced." And what happened here? Well, the husband used one name, and in the local area where she remarried, she's known by some other name, and that name doesn't reflect the name that appeared in her divorce document. And of course, likewise, with regard to his name, the claim could be that that first husband never divorced her because they didn't use all the names by which he is known, including in the community where she remarried. The Gemara. Before we read the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a topic heading, the Nosei, Odom Hayadua B'Shnei Mekomos B'Shnei Shemos, a person who is known in different places by a couple of names. Eiz Shem Tzorach Lichtoiv Beget, which name do we write into the get? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Sholchu Le B'nei Midian Sayam Rav Gamliel, a question was sent from abroad to Rav Gamliel, B'nei Odom Haboyim Misham Lekan, Shmo Yosef V'korin Lo Yochanan, Yochanan V'korin Lo Yosef. His name is Yosef. That means the name he was given when he was born was Yosef, and he's called Yochanan, or vice versa. His original name is Yochanan, but they call him Yosef. Heich Megarshin Neshosein. How should people like that divorce their wives? In other words, what is to be written in the divorce document? Omad Rabon Gamliel V'Hiskin. Rabon Gamliel arose and instituted. Shiu Kosfin that the following is to be written: Ish ploni v'chol shum shiyesh lo, so and so, and all other names by which he is known, is divorcing so and so, whose name is whatever, and all other names by which she is known. Mipnei tikun olam, so as to prevent any false charges that here you have a woman that's remarried and wasn't divorced by her husband. And of course, as we explained earlier, that could result if a man has a few names and only one name appeared in the get, and he is known in the second community where she remarried by another name, and they don't know in that second community that a man with that other name had divorced his wife. Omar Rav Ashi, Vahu the Ischazik betray Shmi. Rashi says, Vahu the Ischazik, that means it's been established that he has two names. Avalo Ischazik kan, but if that's not the case, Shiesh lo Shnei Shemos, if it's not known locally where the get is written that he has a couple of names, Ein Tzorach Lichto Vahol Shum Shiesh lo, there is no need to enumerate the names. Even if after a while it becomes known that he has another name, have a get kosher, the get nevertheless is kosher. She'ein lanu eloshem shekora hu liatzmo b'foneinu v'hufzakbo. The only thing we have to concern ourselves is with the name that he refers to himself by, and he has been established as being known by that name. The Gemara continues, Omar Le Rabbi Abba or Ravashi, Rabbi Mori Rebelozer Kaimi Kavosech. So Rabbi Abba strengthens Ravashi by saying that the requirement for enumerating names is only if he's known in that place by multiple names, and that Rav Mori and Rebelozer hold like you. Tanyo Kavose de Ravashi. And we have a Tanaic source that supports Ravashi, but in order to appreciate this, one has to note that we have a long point that goes beyond the Tanaic source. So what do we see in this source? Hoyu lo shtei noshim. A man has two wives. Achas Yehuda v'achas b'Golil. One located in the Yehuda region of Israel, the other located in the Golil region. V'lo shnei shemus. And the man who is divorcing his wife has two names. Echad Yehuda v'echad b'Golil. He goes by one name in the Yehuda region. He has another name he goes by in the Golil region. V'gireish es ishto shebihuda b'shmo shebihuda. Es ishto shebegolil b'shmo shebegolil. And he is divorcing both women. The get that is written for the woman in Yehuda has his name as he is known in Yehuda. And he divorces the woman in Golil using the name by which he goes by in the Golil region. Eino megureshes ad shigoreshes ishto shebihuda b'shmo shebihuda v'shem de golil imo. The get would not be effective unless, when he divorces his wife in Yehuda, he uses his Yehuda name and notes the name by which he's known in Golil. There's ishto shebegolil, and the woman, the wife that he has in the Golil region, v'shmo shebegolil v'shem de golil imo. Likewise, not only must the Golil name by which he goes appear, but the Yehuda name also must appear, the name by which he goes in the Yehuda region. Yotza lamokom acher, if he went to some other place that's not Yehuda nor Golil, v'girish be'echad mehen, and he sent a divorce document using one of his names, migureshes, she is divorced. Ivo, I'm ashamed to go Lilimo, but didn't you just say a moment ago that in addition to the one name, the other name has to also appear? Elo Shmamino, so from this we must conclude from the fact that you have a source that at one point says both names must appear, and the end of the source only one name needs to appear. We must conclude Ha the Ischazek, Ha the Lo Ischazek. Ischazek means it's been established that he has a couple of names. Where it's been established that he has a couple of names, so that in the source above, in the Yehuda region, he went by a certain name, but it was known that he had another name. Likewise in Goliath, he went by a certain name, but it was known he had another name, so both names have to appear. However, in that outside area, that other, the Mokum Acher, it wasn't known that he had multiple names. So therefore, one name, one of his names would have been sufficient. Shma Mino. So this is conclusive. This is proof to what Rav Ashi had pointed out. Hahi Dahavu Koru Lo Miriam. There was a woman. She was going to be divorced. Her name, she was called by the name Miriam. Upurta Sora. A few people of that town called her Sora. Amri Nahardoi. Nahardoi ruled. Nahardoi is a, we'll say, an opinion. They ruled. Miriam v'cholshum sheyeshla, that in the get it should read that the husband, whatever his name was, is divorcing Miriam and any other name she goes by. V'lo Sora v'cholshum sheyeshla, but it shouldn't, it should not be written Sarah is being divorced and any other name that she goes by. The point of Nahardoi is that the first name that has to appear is the popular name, the name by which most people call her. That's the Iker, that's the main name. And then afterwards you can add the either the enumeration or the clause of V'chol Shum Sheyesh La. We have a new Mishnah. Before we go on to the Mishnah, we glance at the side, the Nosei, the topic heading. Gvias Ksuba Shel Almona, the ability of a widow to collect her Ksuba, the financial guarantee that a woman receives upon her marriage, that in the event of divorce, of widowhood, she collects money, the Ksuba, it's called. V'tzorech L'shvua Shelo L'havtiach Lanu Shelo Kvar Kiblo Tashlumin. We're going to see the need for her to swear in order to collect the ksuba that she had not already received payment toward her ksuba. The old takonos Rabbi Gamliel Zokin, and we'll see other takonos of Rabbi Gamliel mentioned in this Mishnah. The Mishnah, Ein almona nifras minichse yisemim elo b'shvua. The almona, the widow, who is coming to collect her ksuba from the properties inherited by her husband's heirs, does not collect unless she swears that I have not received anything. Nimne'u milahashpia. As time went on, there was a hesitation. They did not impose an oath, and as a result of her not swearing, she ended up not collecting her ksuba. Hiskin Rav Gamliel Azokein Shtei Noderes Leisamun Koma Sheyirtzu V'Goyve Ksubasa. So Rav Gamliel intervened and he instituted a ruling that, okay, if you're not going to impose the shvua and thereby not pay her the ksuba, what we expect of the heirs is to impose a vow upon her, or she should vow concerning whatever they want her to vow about, that she did not receive any payment. For example, she would say that she forbids upon herself all baked goods if I had any benefit or received any ksuba payment. Now that's a pretty high price to pay if she in fact did receive any payment. And she swears, she vows thusly, the result would be then that she won't be allowed to eat any baked goods. So it wouldn't be, show to the heirs, by the fact that she's willing to impose such a restriction on herself, that it must be that she didn't receive any payment. Ha'edim choysmin ala get mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Witnesses are expected to sign divorce documents for tikkun olam, for making sure that things go all right. The Hillel Hiskin Prusbul Mitnei Tikkun Olam, and Hillel instituted the Prüfbull procedure. This is a procedure whereby even though the sabbatical year passed, which ordinarily will cancel a creditor's ability to collect his debts, through the Prüfbull institution, a creditor is able to collect his debts even though the sabbatical year, which ordinarily cancels debts, has passed. And the reason for that is also tikkun olam, for the benefit of society. Each point will be discussed later in the Gemara. No need to dwell on it right now. The Mishnah opened up with a law concerning the widow's collection of ksuba from the properties inherited by the heirs. The Gemara is going to ask that in general, anytime a person tries to collect from yesayman, from heirs, they have to swear. Yesayman, generally speaking, as a reference to minors that inherited property. There is a rule across the boards that anyone that comes to collect from minors that inherited property, the collector has to swear. Why does the Mishnah emphasize the widow? My Yiriyah Almona. Why speak specifically about the Almona, the widow? Afilu Kuli Almanami. It applies equally to all. Dehal Kaimalon, we hold. Habali Paraminichsi Yisayim. Someone who comes to collect from the properties of orphans. Lo Yifra Elo Bishwa. He is not to collect unless he swears that he hasn't received any payment yet. The Gemara explains Almona Tzrichli. There was special need to emphasize the case of the Almona. That even the Almona needs to swear before she can collect. Would I have thought otherwise? Yes. Salka Daito Chamina. Without the Mishnah, it would have occurred to me, or I would have thought, we continue at the top of Lamed Hey, Mishum Cheno Akilu Rabbonon Dabo. Cheno, a concept that we've mentioned in our Gemara marking shum in the past, has to do with, in English we say grace, or in find favor in one's eyes. What do we mean by that over here? Women need to be encouraged to get married. Or, if you want to say it in the negative, we want to remove any sources of discouragement that could arise with regard to women wanting to get married. What might discourage a woman from wanting to get married? The following: if a woman, after she gets married, finds herself a widow and not being able to have any financial security, all the money being inherited by the heirs, so she'll say, "Why do I need to get married in the first place? I'll one day be left out in the cold." If, in order to collect the ksuba, the woman feels a heavy burden upon her of needing to swear before she can collect, maybe that itself will discourage women from wanting to get married, finding so difficult to get their money, get their ksuba money. So this is what I would have thought, that because of that consideration, that women might be discouraged from wanting to get married if they know they would have to swear before they can get their ksuba payment, that maybe the rabbis relaxed the law regarding the woman's, the widow's collection from Yisayman. Komash Malon. So the Gemara concludes by saying that the Mishnah reveals to us that in other areas, there might be that cheno might be a consideration for relaxing law, but not so over here. That even though it might be a sort of a sense of it might be discouraging or what have you, nevertheless, the widow also, even a widow, has to swear that she received nothing before she can receive payment from her husband's heirs. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.